This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode number 5 of Preparing for Ramadan. Today we're going to be talking about those matters or those things which invalidate or break a person's fast. Number one, we have eating or drinking. Fairly obvious, most people know this, but there are a few exceptions to this. Mistakes, forgetfulness, and being forced. This comes from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said, رُفِعَ عَنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَطَأ وَالنِّسْيَانِ وَمَسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. He said, my ummah has not been held accountable for mistakes, forgetting, and that which has been forced upon them. So if a person eats mistakenly or drinks mistakenly, that doesn't break their fast. Or if they forgot, let's say somehow they forgot that they were fasting and they ate or drank, that wouldn't break their fast. And obviously if they were forced to eat and drink, that doesn't break their fast as well. We also have the hadith of Prophet ﷺ mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, in which the Prophet ﷺ said that the person who eats or drinks out of forgetfulness, then they should complete their fast, for it is Allah who gave them that food or that drink. Number two, we have other things which may enter the body other than eating or drinking directly. Now, there's a general rule that can make this issue a little bit easier to understand, and that is that if something enters the body and that provides the body with sustenance or nutrition, then it would break the fast. And if it doesn't, then it may not break the fast. For example, a person who gets an IV that's providing the body with nutrition and sustenance, that would break the fast. On the other hand, a person who gets a shot or an injection of medicine, that may not break that person's fast. Now, quick disclaimer here, this really should be treated as a case-by-case basis. If you are in a situation like that, refer to a scholar or an imam that you can speak to and say, hey, this is my medical condition, would this invalidate my fast or not? Number three, we have sexual intercourse and the like. Now, I'm not going to get into too much detail here because I'm going to do a separate video talking about intimacy in Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Number four, we have bleeding or blood. Now, not all types of blood or bleeding would break one's fast. We have a few things we know specifically. Number one, we have cupping. The Prophet ﷺ told us that the one who performs the cupping and the one who has the cupping performed on them, both of them break their fast. Also, donating blood or giving blood in large amounts where the person would feel weak and tired by giving that blood, that person would break their fast as well. But other types of bleeding, so for example, a cut or something like that, which doesn't cause a person to feel sick or weak, that wouldn't break a person's fast. And also, cuts would come under the category of something which is an accident. A person obviously didn't get a cut on purpose, hopefully. Number five, we have vomiting, or I should say, vomiting deliberately. The Prophet ﷺ says that the one who causes themselves to vomit, then they should make up their fast, but the one who is overtaken by vomiting, then that person doesn't have to make up their fast, meaning that they continue in their fast. Now, obviously, the exception to this is that even if it wasn't deliberate, if the vomiting occurred and the person felt weak and sick and tired because of it, then they don't fast in this case. Lastly, number six, we have menstruation and postpartum bleeding, which we discussed in an earlier video. In general, those are the six categories. If you have any questions, leave them below in the comments, inshallah ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I'll see you all in the next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.